Today, Shir's Masech Debey on Daf Lamed Aleph. We will begin at the top of the Amud with the Mishnah. We continue in this Mishnah to learn the halachas that are associated with the use of wood for fuel on Yontiv. Begins the Mishnah, Mevim Eitzim Min Hasadeh, as Rashi explains, wood that was already cut off from the ground before Yontiv. One is allowed to bring that wood from a field, which is in the Tchum, on Yontiv, but there's a provision that it has to be min ha-mechunas. It has to be already piled up from before Yontiv, as Rashi explains, because this demonstrates, this shows us that there was a gilui das of the person that he planned to use, he had in mind, he was not mekatze, he did not take out of his mind the usage of this wood, and he was planning to use it for fuel on Yontiv, and therefore it is not muktzah. However, if it would be mefuzer in the field, if it would be spread apart, then it would in fact be muktzah, and he would not allow to gather that from the field. Tosus here, in the Devar HaMaskel Min HaKarfav, asked the question, why is the shaila here about muktzah, whether the wood is muktzah or it's not muktzah, whether he was makatzit from his das or not? What about the question of ma'amr, gathering together produce from the field, which is an av malacha? It's a derice of ma'amr, and Tosas answers that it's the Isser of Imr is only b'makom shegedulai, it's only in the place where it grows. Here it's not where it was growing, and therefore there is no problem of ma'amir. The run, in fact, will be learning our entire sugya that it does have to do with the Isser of ma'amir, and one can be mine in the tzlach, how the run goes through the entire Mishnah and Gemara here, but we will go with the Shita of Rashi and Tosfos that learned this Mishnah and Gemara that has nothing to do with the Isser Ma'amr, but rather we are just discussing the halachas of Muktzah. So from a field that has to be Mechunas, continues the Mishnah, Min HaKarfav, but if one is bringing it from an enclosure which has a gate around it, and we'll see in the Gemara, it will have a lock on it, perhaps. Afilu min ha-mefuzer. Then one can bring it into the house, and there's no problem with mukta, even if it's spread out. If it's in a sada that's not enclosed, then it has to be mechunis, piled up from before yontiv. But if it's in a karfif, then it can even be brought min ha-mefuzer. The Meiri points out that the usage of the word karfif here is different than what we have been accustomed to in Masechta Shabbos and Masechta Ervin. For example, we had a halacha that a karfif, which is not hook of ladira, if a garden, for example, that is not connected to a residence for residential purposes, but rather one is growing their fruits or vegetables. So that, although it's surrounded on all sides, has a halacha of a karmelis and not of a rishus hayachid. And what is the dimensions of such a karfif? We have learned that it is like the dimensions of the Mishkan. It's a 100 by 50 amas, 5,000 square amas. So that halacha of karfif is a halacha in Masechta Shabbos and Erevin, and does not have to do with the karfif here, where we merely mean that there was an enclosure. Says, continues the Mishnah, Ezeu Karfif, what is the definition of Karfif in our Mishnah in Masech Debey? A kol shesomach l'ir, whatever is close to the city, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi says the word mamish, it's mamish near to the city. The Rajba puts a dimension on it that it's within the Burei Shalir, the part that sticks out from a city, which we've learned in Masechta Shabbos and Ervin, which is Shivim Amos V'Shirayim, it's 70 and 2/3 Amos. That is the amount, according to Rabbi Yehuda, where a person's das will be on such a field that is near the city, within 70 and 2/3 Amos, or according to Rashi, it's mamish, whatever mamish means, but it's exactly right next to the city. So then the person, because of the proximity, the kurva to the ear, the person has das on it, and it is not muksa. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says that there is another criterion, and that is, Rabbi Yossi Yomer, kol shenichnasn lai b'paisachas, anything that is guarded under lock and key. Paisachas means it's a key. You need a key in order to go in. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the stress is on the proximity to the city. He has his das on it. He's not mekatzeh. He plans to use it for fuel, and therefore he can gather and bring it into his house on Shabbos, on Yontav rather. But Rabbi Yaisi says, no, it's dependent on shmira, on how well it's guarded. If it's under lock and key, it's well guarded, then he has his das on it. It's not going to get stolen. It's going to be there for his usage on Yontav of fuel. And continues Rabbi Yossi, this is permitted not only samach liir, as Rabbi Yehuda said, v'afilu b'taychatchum, this is permitted even within the 2,000 amas of the city, even b'soifoy, Rashi says, at the end of those 2,000 amas, it's not near the city, because according to Rabbi Yossi, the main criteria is the shmira, the guarding of it, and the safety and security of it, and not the proximity to the city. V'afilu b'toch tchum Shabbos, even if it's within the tchum Shabbos. The Gemara will explain exactly in what cases there is a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Begins the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yehuda Amr Shmuel, Ein mevien eitzim elamin amachunasin shabakarfav. One can only bring eitzim from what is gathered together, piled up in the karfav, in the place which is enclosed and is meshumer. So in other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, two advantages are needed in order for us to say that he was not mekatzit from his das, that he had a mind to use this wood. A, it has to be in a karfav, in an enclosure, and B, it has to be mechunis. As the Gemara, we learned not like that in our Mishnah. Anant nan, we learned in our Mishnah in a karfav, afilim and amifuzarim, that if it's in a karfav, in an enclosed place, then it is permitted to bring it in for fuel, even if it is all spread out. He has das on it. The Gemara answers, Masdis nichidoihi. Our mission is going according to a das yachid, according to one opinion, and that is the opinion, as we're going to see in the Brisa, of Rab Shimon ben Elazar. However, Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, is not going according to Rab Shimon Elazar. Rabbi Yehuda Amr Shmuel is going according to the majority opinion of the Rabbanan, who say that it is required to have 2 milas, mechunasin, and karfav. The sign we learned in a brisa. Amar Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Rav Shimon Elazar said, "Lo nechleku beis sham and beis hillel." There is no machlokes between beis sham and beis hillel in 2 extreme cases. Case number 1: alam mefuzarim shabbos sadais. If it has 2 disadvantages, 2 chesronos, it is all spread out, and it's in an unguarded field. Everyone agrees she'ein mevin, that one cannot bring that into the house on Yontav and use it as fuel. And also there's no machloikis v'ala mechunas and shebekarfav shemevian. If it is mechunas, it's piled up in an enclosed, secure area, then he vaday had his das to use it for fuel, and one could bring it in, and there is no machloikis beis sham beis hillel. Aman nechleku, where is the machloikis between beis sham beis hillel? Al hamefuzarin shebekarfav v'al hamechunas and shebesadis. When you have 1 advantage and 1 disadvantage, 1 mila and 1 chesaron, for example, it is spread out, which is a chesaron, but it's in a karfav, in an enclosed place, or it is mechunis, which is a mila. It is all piled up together, so we see he was planning to use it from before Yontav. But it's in a sudden and unguarded place, so where you have 1 mila, 1 chesaron, there we have a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. She Beis Shammai oimrim lo yavi. Beis Shammai says one cannot bring it into the house to use as fuel. U Beis Hillel oimrim yavi, and Beis Hillel says that you can bring it. So this is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. However, according to the Rabbanan, they will disagree with Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar's interpretation of the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And it will be the opinion of the Rabbanan that the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is where you have 2 advantages. Where you have no advantages, where it's mefuzer in a sada, or even when you have only 1 advantage, like the case in our Mishnah, where it's mefuzer, but it's in a karfav, so you have 1 advantage that it's protected, it's secure, it's an enclosed disclosure there, according to the Rabbanon, there will be no machlokes between the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Everybody will hold that he cannot bring it in if it only has one advantage. But where is the machlokes? Where you have two advantages, that if it's mechunis, it's piled up in a karfuf, in an enclosure. So Beis Shammai holds that even that's no good. We say that he wasn't planning to use it and it is mukta. However, Beis Hillel, and that's how our Mishnah, however, Beis Hillel is of the opinion that if you have two advantages, then it is permitted, and that's the way that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Paskin, like Beis Hillel, according to the Rabbanan's interpretation of the Machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and not according to the way that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said it. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, Eim Avim Eitzim, Ela Min HaMechunasin Sheva Karfav. But if it's Mefuzer in the Karfav, even Beis Hillel will agree that it is Muktza, not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, and Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel were going according to the Rabbanan, and not according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rava said, Rava Ali Kanim. Leaves of reeds, vali gefanim, and leaves of vines. Afal gav de mechanfi lehu, even though he has gathered them in umoisfi, and they are lying down, they are not spread out, they're all piled up. Can he use that for fuel now on yontiv? But kiven di madlizika, since if a wind will blow, mevader lehu, they will get all scattered about. Kimefuzarim dam uvasurin, they have a halacha of mefuzarin, and therefore they are prohibited to be used for fuel. And Rashi says, Afilu loypis rasna ruach, even if in fact a wind did not disperse them. But since in his mind he thinks that perhaps a wind will come and spread them out, so we say that he never had das to use them on yontiv, and therefore they will be muktzah, and he cannot use them for fuel. They will be asurin. But says Rava, vi isnach monami esmolah. But if from before yontiv he placed on top of them a keli, and the weight of the keli causes them to stay in their place, even if a wind will come, shapar dami, that's good. Then we say that his das was on it, he was soimach das on it, and then he will be able to use it on yontiv as fuel. Continues the Gemara, explaining our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, what is considered a karfuf? Legabi this halacha of having prepared fuel for yontiv. So Rabbi Yehuda said, kol shesamach liir. If it's close, mamish to the city, or according to the way the Rajba learned, it's within the Burei Shalir, 70 and 2/3 amas of the city. Rabbi Yossi, Aimer, Rabbi Yossi says, kol shenichnasun loy bepoiseches vafilu betoich tchum Shabbos. And now the Gemara wants to know exactly what the machlok is between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda is. Iboy lehu, the Bnei Yeshiva had a question. Heichi kamar, what is the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, and what is the pshat in Rabbi Yossi? Was Rabbi Yehuda saying, kol shesamach le'ir vehudis le'poiseches? And we are going to go here with the pshat of Rashi, although Tosus learns differently. So Rashi learns as follows. The words of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, they stressed samach, close proximity to the city. That's a karfuf. So do we say that Rabbi Yehuda, as Rashi explains, took it as a given that there was a poseches, it was under lock and key? A regular karfuf, a stam karfuf, has an enclosure and it's under lock and key. So Rabbi Yehuda meant to say samuch, even though he doesn't mention poseches, but it's there, it's a given. Vehud is le poseches. In other words, according to this tzad of the chakira, of the Bnei Yeshiva, what they were asking, they were saying, is the pshat in Rav Yehuda that you need both? You need samuch, which is mentioned in our Mishnah, and poiseches, which is a given in our Mishnah, although it's not mentioned, so you need both. Only then can he use that for fuel for yontiv. And what's the machlokas now with Rabbi Yossi? We ask Rabbi Yossi lemeimer, and Rabbi Yossi is coming along and saying, he's mekel, and he says, kiven dis le poiseches, Afil b'tar tchum Shabbos nami. If you have a key, if that's a given, if there's a key, then that's mutter even at the end of the 2,000 amas. If it's nearby, then it's mutter even if there's no key. But if you're going to factor in a key, then I can be mutter even at the end of the tchum, because it's secure. Then he has das on it even at the end of the 2,000 amas. So according to this interpretation, Rabbi Yaisi will be saying a kula, and he'll be saying to Rabbi Yehuda, you require two causes to be matur, and I say either or. Either samach without a key, or with a key, and then even rachak. I'll take either kurval ear, close proximity to the city, or that it's guarded, it's well guarded. Either way, he'll have his das on it. That is the first way to understand the machlokes Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. Oidil mohachi kamar. Or perhaps we have to learn the machlokes in a different way. Let's start with Rabbi Yehuda. It's not a given that every karfif has a lock on it. It might be in an enclosure, but one could get in and there is no lock and key there. So when Rabbi Yehuda stressed the word samach, he meant merely smichas. The main criterion is it close or is it not close? Whether there is a key, whether there's not a key. A key and a lock is not a factor. And then, how will we understand Rabbi Yosi was arguing on Rabbi Yehuda, us Rabbi Yosi Lameimer, afilu b'toich tchum Shabbos, v'davka de'islai paiseches. I permit even rachik, even far away, at the end of the 2,000 amas of the tchum Shabbos, providing the main criterion, which is paiseches, that it does have a lock and key. And as according to this interpretation, Rabbi Yehuda will be makbid only on samach and not on a key, and Rabbi Yosi will be makbid on a key and not on samach. It could even be rachik. Avoles le paiseches, continues the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yosi, if there is no lock and key, afil samach li'ir namiloi, then even close to the city is not acceptable, according to Rabbi Yosi, because the main criterion is paiseches, and we don't care about samach at all. Just like according to Rabbi Yehuda, the main criterion is samach, and we don't care about paiseches. Vice versa, according to Rabbi Yosi, the main criterion is paiseches, and we don't care about samach at all. So it comes out, if we analyze the two tzadim of the Chakira here, we have a chumra way of understanding Rabbi Yehuda and a chumra way of understanding Rabbi Yosi, and we have a kula way of understanding Rabbi Yehuda and a kula way of understanding Rabbi Yosi. According to the first Chakira, Rabbi Yehuda was a chumra. You need both. You need smicha and the given, which wasn't written in the Mishnah, of Paiseches. According to the second way of understanding Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda comes out lekula in the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. The only criterion is samach. He doesn't mention paiseches because paiseches is not that it's a given, but paiseches is not a criterion. The only criterion is samach. So we have two ways to understand Rabbi Yehuda, depending on the two tzadim of the chakira, whether Rabbi Yehuda is a chumra, you need both, or whether Rabbi Yehuda is a kula, and you only need samach. In Rabbi Yosi, we also have a chumra way of understanding Rabbi Yosi and a kula way of understanding Rabbi Yosi. According to the first chakira, how did we understand what Rabbi Yosi was saying? That Rabbi Yosi was saying either or. Either samach is good, if there's no maftech, paiseches, or if there's a paiseches, then it's even good to the end of the tchum Shabbos. So it's either or. According to the second way of the Chakira, in Rabbi Yosi, we understood it like this. You, Rabbi Yehuda, say that the only criterion is samach. I, Rabbi Yosi, say that the only criterion is paiseches. But you must have paiseches. It's not either or. Either korv or paiseches. Either samach or paiseches. No, it's only paiseches. And samach is not a criterion at all. So in both Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, there's a chumra way to understand each one of these shitas. The Gemara's conclusion to this chakira, to this Iboilahu, is that we take the Kula way of understanding both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. In other words, both Sfarim of the Chakira are not correct. The correct interpretation of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi is that both go Lekula, and therefore it will come out that Rabbi Yehuda will be Lekula, and he will say the only criterion is Samach, not that you need both, but you only need Samach, but you need Samach, Pesachus doesn't help. Whereas Rabbi Yossi, the Kula way of understanding Rabbi Yossi, is not that you need only Pesachus, but either or, either Samach without Pesachus, or Pesachus without Samach. That's how the Gemara is going to conclude, and it's going to bring a proof to both of these questions. Question one, how to understand Rabbi Yehuda? L'chul or l'chumra. Question two, how to understand Rabbi Yossi? L'chul or l'chumra. Both will be deduced from the words, the way Rabbi Yossi expressed himself in our Mishnah. Toshma, midik tani, Rabbi Yossi oimer, kol shenichnasin loy b'paiseches, v'afilu b'toich tchum Shabbos. Since Rabbi Yossi elaborated and spoke a lot, and he could have said what he was trying to say, Bekitzer, as Rashi explains, he could have said, Kol Shenichnas Leib Paiseches, and forget about the last four words, Vafilu B'Torah Tchum Shabbos. In other words, let's start with Rabbi Yossi. Do I say it's L'chumra L'kula? Does Rabbi Yossi mean you must have Paiseches? Or does Rabbi Yossi mean either or? If Rabbi Yossi had meant you must have Paiseches, then all Rabbi Yossi should have said was Kol Shenichnasin Loy B'Paiseches. Kol, as Rashi explains, that includes everything. Whether you're close, Samach, whether you're at the end of the 2000 Amos, Kol. Kol Shenichnasin Loy B'Paiseches. If it's under lock and key, that is the main criterion, and then there's no issue of far or close. But he doesn't say that. He added, even if it's in the Tchum Shabbos. Why do you have to add those words? The answer is because we understand Rabbi Yossi in the Kula way that we were trying to understand Rabbi Yossi. Not that you must have Paiseches, but that Paiseches is a leniency even when it's not Samach. If it's Samach, you don't need Paiseches. I agree to that, says Rabbi Yossi. But if you have Paiseches, then I have a different kula, and that's even Afilu B'Torah Tchum Shabbos. So he means to add the words Afilu B'Torah Tchum Shabbos to say, I'm giving you another kula. Besides the kula of Samach, which is not dependent on a lock and key, I'm giving you a second kula that with a Paiseches, you can even go to the end of the Tchum Shabbos. So this is the pshat, according to Rabbi Yossi, l'kula in Rabbi Yossi, not the L'chumra that you must have Paiseches, but either or. And Rashi explains also that from this itself we will see that what the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda is. In Rabbi Yehuda we had two pshatim. Either Rabbi Yehuda means you must have both Samach and Paiseches, which is a given, which is not needed to be mentioned in the Mishnah, because Stam Karf has a lock and key. So you need both, according to that pshat, or we're going to say Rabbi Yehuda Lekula, that you need only Samach. So I'll prove to you that Rabbi Yehuda is also Lekula, that you need only Samach, you do not need both. Because if Rabbi Yehuda Shita was that you need both Samach and Paiseches, then all Rabbi Yossi should have said in our Mishnah would be Afilu B'Torah Tchum Shabbos. He didn't have to say Kol Shenichnasin Loy B'Paiseches, because we are learning Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda didn't say Paiseches either. Rabbi Yehuda meant Paiseches, that's a given, because every Karfav, Stam Karfav, is Paiseches. So just like Rabbi Yehuda didn't mention Paiseches, Rabbi Yossi shouldn't have mentioned it either. All Rabbi Yossi should have said is, you're telling me that you must have Paiseches and Samach, and I'm telling you that if you have a Paiseches, you can even go to the end of the Tchum. You don't need samach. You can go to the end of the tchum. So why did he have to say the words explicitly, kol shenichnas leibu v'saches? The answer is because Rabbi Yehuda did not say that you need v'saches and samach. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the only criterion is samach, not Poiseches. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi had to mention Poiseches. Rabbi Yossi says, if you have Poiseches, then you don't need Samach. Then you can go to the end of the Tchum. I'm moir to you, if you have Samach, you don't need Poiseches. I'm adding that if you have Poiseches, you don't need Samach. So, Memela, from the words, the way Rabbi Yossi verbalized his shita, we can deduce exactly what Rabbi Yossi's shita is, Lekula, either or. And we can deduce what Rabbi Yehuda's shita is, lekula, that you only need samach, and on that Rabbi Yossi says, no, that if you have poiseches, there's a second kula, and then you can even go a fil b'toich tchum Shabbos. Let us see it in the Gemara. Shema mina, Rabbi Yossi, tarti lekula, koma. Rabbi Yossi is saying tarti lekula. Shema mina, it's not a good proof. And as Rashi says, not only do we prove that Rabbi Yossi is tarti lekula, but we prove that Rabbi Yehuda is lekula, that you only need samach, and the poiseches is not a criterion at all. Amar Rav Sala, Amar Rav Yirmiya, what's the halacha? Halacha, Rabbi Yossi lahakol. The halacha is like Rabbi Yossi lahakol, that either or, either you have samach without poiseches, or you have poiseches without samach. Continues the next Mishnah. Again, halachas negeya to wood on yontiv. Ein mevakim eitzim. We do not chop wood. Loy min akairis, not from beans and beams. And Rashi says that the Gemara will tell us exactly which kinds of beams we are speaking about. Veloy min akairis nishber biyontiv, and not from a beam that broke on yontiv, because this would be a question of muktza, since it broke on yontiv. The ein mevakin loy bekardim, one does not chop wood on yontiv, not with an axe. As Rashi says, this was an axe that was used by a craftsman to make saddles. It had two blades. At least some of those axes, as we'll see in the Gemara, had two blades. One was wide and one was pointy. You also are not allowed to use on yontiv loy b'magera, not with a saw, because it's a kli of an omen. Even when you're allowed to chop wood on yontiv, it can't be done with a kli of an omen. Loy b'magel, and not with a sickle, which is again a kli of an omen. You have to use a keli through a shinui, that it should not look like you're doing melacha on yontiv. Ela b'kopetz, the only thing that you could use is a butcher's cleaver, his knife, because that is not used for a melachas umen, and that can be used under certain circumstances, as we'll see on Amud Beis in the Gemara, to chop the wood on yontiv. Begins the Gemara. V'amrat Reisha ein mevakin klal. As we turn to Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara, the way Rashi explains it, says, but you said in the Reisha that you can't chop wood at all. In other words, Rashi explains that the Gemara in the Havamina now understood the Mishnah that we're not dealing with a muktzah problem, but you can't chop wood on yontiv because either it'll be a malacha, Rashi on the second line says at the end, ela mishum malacha v'tircha, as the Rosh Yosef explains that if you chop it up into fine pieces of wood on yontiv, there would be an iser deraisa of tochein, that you're grinding something up on yontiv. If you're doing it with big pieces, it would be an issur derabbanan because of tircha. So it's not a question of mukta, but it's either an issur deraisa of tochein or because of tircha yiseira on yontiv. And how do I understand the Mishnah? Rashi explains, v'hachi kamar, on the third line, ein mevakim eitzim loy menach kairos hanishborim me'erev yontiv. What kind of kairos does the Mishnah at the outset speak about? It's referring to beams that were broken, but they were broken on Erev Yomtiv, and they are Oimdim Lahaseit. These are not Mukta. What are you going to use these broken pieces of the beam for? Firewood, for fuel. So the Mishnah says you're not allowed to chop them up. And the loyman akaira that broke on yontiv, and Rashi says zu vein sarach loy mezuktani, that the Mishnah would be going with a mahalach, which we find in many Mishnayos, that I tell you the bigger chiddush and certainly the little chiddush. I tell you the bigger chiddush that even if it was broken Erev Yontiv, and it's not a problem of Muktza. You can't chop it up on Yontiv either because of Tochen or because of Tirchi Yisera. And not only if it broke Erev Yontiv, but Loitzar Zuv, Loitzar, and certainly the lesser Chiddush if it broke on Yontiv, because then there would be a Shaila of Muktza. So the Gemara is asking, if that is the correct pshat in the Mishnah, then how do I understand the rest of the Mishnah? Because the Mishnah says at the end that you cannot use an axe and a saw and a sickle, ella be kuppetz. The only thing you could use are kuppetz. But you just told me that you can't chop wood at all on Yontiv because of Tircha or because of Malacha. So how does the Reish and the Seifa fit together? Amr Yehuda, Amr Shmuel. So Yehuda answered in the name of Shmuel, Chesuri Machzor. You have to say there are words missing in the Mishnah, and as Rashi explains, the Tom of the Reish has nothing to do with Tirchi Yisair or Malacha. That's not the reason why it's Usser. The reason why it's Usser is because of Muktzah, even in the Reish. And this is how we have to learn the Reish. V'achitani, Ein Mevakim, as the Bach puts in, Eitzim. We do not chop wood. Loimin has Savor Shel Kairos. We're not talking about beams that broke Erev Yontiv. Those taka would be allowed to be chopped because the Mishnah is discussing Muktzah. There is no Muktzah if it was broken into pieces Erev Yontiv, because then he has das to use them. So those, in fact, could be chopped up. But if it's a Savar Shel Kairos, those are the Kairos that we're talking about. This was a pile, a stack of beams that were going to be used in a binyan. And here we're discussing the Muktzah, Machmas, Chesor, and Kis. This is a Muktzah which even Rav Shimon is moited to, such a type of Muktzah. So those Kairos that are set aside for binyan cannot be used on Yontiv for fuel, because he didn't plan on using them for fuel. He was Makatzah them from his Das for using them on Yontiv, because they are Muktzah, Machmas, Chesor, and Kis. He could lose a lot of money with these expensive beams. And then the Mishnah continues, V'loimen HaKairos Nishbri V'yontiv. Another type of Muktzah would be a piece of a beam that broke on Yontiv. Although now, what else could you use it for except for fuel? However, we have the rule that since on the beginning of Yontiv, it was something that was Muktzah. It was Muktzah, Machz, Chesor, and Kis at the beginning of Yontiv, even though now it broke on Yontiv and it could be used. But at least according to Rabbi Yehuda, we would hold that Migdis Katsoil, Banish Moshes, Katsoil, Kul Yamas. Since Banish Moshes, it would not be used for fuel, therefore it cannot be used for fuel even now on Yontiv when it broke into pieces because of the halach of Muktzah of Migdis Katsoil. That is the ratio of the Mishnah, the correct understanding. But it has nothing to do with Tirchi Yisera or Teichen. Avol Mevakim Min HaKairos Nishbra May Erev Yontiv. But if the Kora broke, in fact, Erev Yontiv, then one is allowed to chop, because the whole issue of the Mishnah is Muktzah. There is no Muktzah if it broke into pieces Erev Yontiv, because of course he has in mind to use it for fuel. Then the Mishnah continues. That Kora which broke Erev Yontiv, which we're now saying is permitted to chop up on Yontiv, kishayim avakin, ayim avakin, loy kardim. When you do chop that one up, don't chop it up with an axe. Loy b'magel, not with a saw. Loy b'magir, not with a sickle. Ela b'kup, it's only with a butcher's cleaver. Tanya nami hachi. We learned like this also that the issue of our Mishnah is not a malacha derais or a tirchi yisera, but rather an issue of mukta, as Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. Tanya nami hachi, ayim avakim, etzim loy min asavr shel kairos. Not from a stack of beams which were set aside for binyan. V'loimen HaKairos Nishbra B'Yontiv, and not from a car that broke on Yontiv. Why? What is the reason? Not Teichen, not Tirchi Yisera. Lefi She'en Aymen HaMuchan, because it was not prepared from before Yontiv. It was either a Muktzah Machmas Chesor and Kis, the beams that are standing in a pile there for the binyan, or even if it broke on Yontiv, it was Migdis Katzoy Ben Hashmashes when it couldn't have been used. So even though now it is technically ready for fire for being used as fuel, but Migdis Katsoy Ben Hashmashes Katsoy Lekul Yayma. And so we see that the issue is, like Shmuel said, because of a Muktzah consideration. Continues the Mishnah, that wood which you are allowed to chop, you should not chop it with a kardom, with an axe. Amar Rav Chinana Bar Shalmi Mishmei de Rav. Loishanu, when is this halacha stated? Ella b'nakfa shaloi. Avol b'zachra shaloi mutter. So on the axes, according to the first way that we're going to say this halacha. There's going to be two ways, and the two ways basically come out to the same halacha. They don't disagree with each other, but they have different circumstances. So let us first explain the circumstances of the first lashon and what we mean with the words nakvus and zachrus when it comes to the acts here. Nakvus, as Rashi explains, is the wide part. There are two sides to the acts, and one is a wider part, and one is a thinner part. The wider part is called the female part, the nakvus, and the thinner part, the pointier side of the axe, is called the zachrus, the male part of the axe. So when does the Mishnah say that one should not use a kardum? That's loishanu elabin nakvus shaloi. That's only on the wide part of that side of the axe. Aval bezachrus shaloi mutter. But on the thinner part, one is allowed to chop the wood that the beam that broke from Erev Yontif, one could chop it on Yontif. As Rashi explains, the nakvus part is used by an omen, by an artisan, a professional, and one should not do that on Yontif because one is demonstrating work of the weekday. However, in the pointy part, which is merely used to chop up wood into smaller pieces, it's not used by a craftsman or an artisan, so that is permitted. Frag the Gemara, Pshita. Of course, that the zachrus part is permitted. Why? It says in the Mishnah, what are you supposed to use? Not an axe, and not a sickle, and not a saw. What should you use? A butcher's cleaver. Bekupitz tanan. It says in our Mishnah, you should use a kupitz. And a kupitz, according to the first lashon, had only a zachrus, and it was only a thin part, and we see that's permitted. So of course on a kardim the zachrus would be permitted. What was Rav Chinan the Bar Shamia teaching us? The Gemara answers, Mao, the same I would say, when is it permitted to use the zachrus part? Hani mili kupitz luchudei. That's only a cleaver, a butcher's cleaver knife by itself, because it only has a zachrus. Aval kardim the kupitz, but a kardim which has two sides to it. It has a zachrus and a nakvus. It has a wide part which is used by the artisans, and it has a thinner part that's used by everybody, but not by the artisans. So aim a migi da haigis or haigis nami. So since both of these blades are on the same instrument, and one blade you are telling me is prohibited, the nakvus part, so maybe I should ask you the zachrus part also on the kardam? Kamash malon, that the zachrus part is always mutter, whether it's in a kupitz which only has a zachrus part, or whether it's in a kardam which has both, we do not ask you the zachrus part because of the nakvus. Kamash malon, that is mutter. That's according to the first way that we understand Rav Chinan the Bar Shalmiya in the name of Rav. And there are those who learn this limud of Rav Chinan the Bar Shalmiya in the name of Rav on the Seifa. Ela bekupitz, you're only allowed to use a cleaver's knife, a butcher's knife. Amar Rav Chinan bar Shami, Mishnah Rav. When is a kupitz permitted? Loi shanal bezachrus shaloi. That's only if you're going to use the zachrus. Now here, according to the second lashon, the metzias changes. Here, the butcher's knife, the cleaver, will have two sides: one thicker, one thinner, one having nakvus and one having zachrus. Whereas the kardam, according to the second lashon, would only have a nakvus, would only have a wide part and not a thin part. So when do I permit a kupitz? Says Rabbi Chinan bar Shalmiya in the name of Rav, loy shanal bezachrus shaloi. That's only on the thin part. Avol benakvus shaloi aser. But in the locale, according to the second pshat of where Rabbi Chinan bar Shalmiya was, his kupitz had two sides. One side was a nakvus side. The nakvus side will be aser. The Gemara asks, Pshita. Of course the nakvus side of the kupitz should be aser. V'loi b'kardim tan. It says in our Mishnah, you shouldn't use a kardim. And a kardim, according to this second lashon, in the locale of Rav Chinan bar Shalmiya, was only a nakvus part. So we see nakvus is usher. The white part is a maisa omen, and therefore it's usher. So what's your chiddush that in the kup it's only the zachvus is mutter, not the nakvus? The Gemara answers, ma, the same I would have thought, hani mili kardum. When do I say that nakvus is usher? That's only by kardum, where there's only nakvus. Avil kupits for kardum, but we have a kupits that has on one side a zachvus part, and on the other side a nakvus part. Aim, I would say, migda I would say since the zachrus part, the sharp pointed part, is permitted because that's not the kli of an omen, so the other side, which is a kli of an omen, should also be permitted. Kamash malon that no, that even though one side is mutter, the other side still remains usser because it has a nakvus part, and just like a kardum is usser, which only has a nakvus part, a kupitz, which has two sides to it, the zachrus is mutter, however, the nakvus remains usser. So it comes out, la halacha lemaisa, that both lashonos hold the same thing. It was just different circumstances. What did the kupitz have? Did it have a zachrus and a nakvus, or only a zachrus? Did the kardum have only a nakvus? Did it have a zachrus and a nakvus? But la halacha, the bottom line is that zachrus is always mutter, whether it's a zachrus alone or whether the instrument has a zachrus part and a nakvus part. We do not prohibit the zachrus part because of the nakvus side of the instrument. And the opposite, by nakvus always remains usser, whether it's a nakvus alone or even an instrument that has a zachrus and a nakvus. We do not permit the nakvus because of the zachrus. We say the zachrus is mutter, but the nakvus remains usser. Continues the Mishnah, by Yishu Mali Peris. If you have a house that is full of fruit, and in the Mishnayis, the girsa here is sasum, the entire structure was sealed up. There were no entrances. There was bricks that was sealing up all possible entrances. Venifchas. But on Yontif, an opening was made by itself. And now you have the fruit there. Noitel mimakam abchas. So the Tanakhama holds, you are allowed to take from the place where the bricks fell in, and there is an opening, could reach in and get the fruit. And Rashi explains, what is the chiddush? The chiddush is that we don't say that he was makatsed from his das. It was all sealed up. He never thought he would reach those fruits. The only way he could do it would be by ripping it open, which he's not allowed to do on Yontif. So he was makatsed from his das. That's what I would have thought. Kamash malon, that we do not say that the fruit inside is muktzah. And we will explain more about Shitas Rashi and the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos here in our sugya as we begin the Gemara. Let us continue with the Mishnah. Rav Meir Oimer, Rav Meir says, Av poiches l'chatchila v'noitel. He's even allowed l'chatchila to make an opening and to reach in and get the fruit and take it on Yontif. On this, the Gemara immediately jumps on Rav Meir and asks the question, Amai, how could Rav Meir say that it can be poiches afil l'chatchila v'akasasar Allah? He's being soiser in oil. The Gemara thought that it's speaking about that the bricks are all cemented in. They are covering every possible door and window opening. There is no cracks in the entire structure. So the only way to get in would be by being soiser in oil. So how could Rav Meir hold l'chatchila, you're allowed to be soiser in oil to get the fruit? Amr Rav Nechumi Bar Ad Amr Shmuel Bavira Delivni. It's speaking about a pile of bricks. The bricks are not cemented together. They're merely lying one on top of the other. And therefore, the sheet of Rav Meir is that since the stira to undo these bricks, to take them apart, would only be usur midrabbanan for oichel, the purposes of oichel nefesh, the rabbanan permitted the stira, the rabbanon, for the purpose of oichel nefesh. The Tanakhama holds that this stira mid rabbanon remains prohibited, then they do not give a dispensation for oichel nefesh here. And that will be the machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rav Meir. Now Rashi points out that the Gemara is only asking a question on Rav Meir's shita, the way Rashi learns. There was no question on the Tanakhama. L'chora, one could ask a similar question on the Tanakhama. granted that the Tanakhama holds that you're not allowed to be soser, midrabbanan, these bricks, but if it's nifchas, if by itself the bricks caved in, he is allowed to reach in there and get the fruit. L'chora, it's mukta. The fruit's mukta because the only way he can get to the fruit would have been through stiras oil. True, it's only midrabbanan, but that isser midrabbanan, that malacha midrabbanan, should have made a mekatzed das. It should have made in his mind that he has nothing to do with this fruit, and therefore the fruit should remain mukta. So Rashi says, and then we should have the issue of migud iskatsoi lebein hashmashes iskatsoi lekuli yom. True, if it's going like Reb Shimon, he doesn't hold of migud iskatsoi. So now that it caved in, now I have in front of me the fruit. According to Reb Shimon, there's no problem because of the fact that bein hashmashes I couldn't have been soyser to oil, and therefore to remain mukta. But if we would say that our Mishnah, the stam Mishnah, we would say is going like Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda holds of migud iskatsoi. If so, why over here is it mutter? So Rashi says that since the whole malach de rabbanon here is only an iser, it's only the whole malach is only mid rabbanon. So mid rabbanon, we don't say the rule of migdis katzoy leben hashmash is katzoy lekuli yayma. And he brings a proof from a gemara further on daf lamed dalet amid beis. If a person has tevel, he's not allowed to be misakin it on Shabbos Yontav because he's like misakin kli. He's like fixing something. It wasn't edible before, and now by taking off trumas and maisras, he's able to eat it. It's no longer tevel. So it's considered that it is muchan, and there's no problem of migdis katzoi. Even because the Rashi brings down, she'im avar viktiknoi mesukin. Because b'dyevet, if he in fact took off the trumas and maisras on Yontav, it is mesukin. Bein hashmashes, it was tevel. So you see that if it's only an isser to rabbanan, the isser to take off trumah meiser on Shabbos or Yontif is only an isser to rabbanan, we don't say migdis katzoi bein hashmashes on an isser to rabbanan. So therefore, says Rashi, the Gemara didn't ask on the Tanakhama if it's nifchas, how could you reach in there? What about migdis katzoi? The teretz is, as our Gemara explains our entire Mishnah, we're speaking about avir delivni, that these bricks are not cemented. And therefore, the steerer is only the Rabbanan. So the problem, Ben Hashmashes, was only a Malach of the Rabbanan. On a Malach of the Rabbanan, we won't say Migdis Katsoi, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, you're allowed to take the fruit on Yontif from that storage area. This is the way Rashi learns our sugya. However, Tosis brings various proofs that even on an Isra Rabbanan, we will say Migdis Katsoi. What about Rashi's proof from Tevel? So he brings down Harav Rab Moshe says there's no comparison because once you're misakin the Tevel, there is no Tevel anymore. The whole item disappears. It's a new entity now. There's Chulin and there's Trumas and Maisras. So since the Tevel disappears, on that we're not going to say, since the Mukta item disappears, then we don't say Migdis Katsoi. However, where the Mukta item remains, for example, in our case here where you have the fruit, it's still here, the fruit. Even though the Bein HaShmash is the whole problem wasn't Issa de Rabbanan, we would say Migdis Katsoi. And therefore, Tosis is forced to learn that our Mishnah must be going Enechanami according to Rav Shimon. And Rav Shimon doesn't hold of Migdis Katsoi. So since Enechanami, there was a problem Bein HaShmash of being soistered oil over here mid rabbanon because it wasn't cemented together, but we're not going to say migdis katzoi because Reb Shimon doesn't hold of migdis katzoi. According to Reb Yehuda, who holds of migdis katzoi, it would be oser to take this fruit, even though the problem bein hashmashes was only an iser de rabbanon. This is the machlokas here in the sugya between Rashi and Tosus. Continues the Gemara, Aini, how can you tell me, Pshat and Rav Meir, that he's poiches l'chatchila, because we're speaking about avira delivni, they're not cemented together, that's also a problem, the bricks l'chayra should be mukta, v'amar Rav Nachman said, honey livni, these bricks that were being used in construction, the iser mibinyana, that were left over after a job was completed, shor l'tal tulinu b'shabata, one is allowed to move it on Shabbos. And the reason is because Hoyil the Chazil Mizgalah, since he's able to sit on it, so therefore we say that he had in mind this these leftover bricks, he's going to sit on it, and therefore they're not Muktzah. Shar Ginu. But what happens if they were piled up before Shabbos or Yontif? Vadiak Tzinu. He definitely was Makatzah. He's showing that he plans to use these bricks for another construction site, for another building, and therefore they remain Muktzah. So the Gemara is asking, over here, where these bricks were piled up, L'chayra, according to Rab Nachman's Klal, it should be Muktzah to Poichas L'chatchila. How could Rameir say that you could take apart the bricks L'chatchila? They should remain Muktzah according to the sheet of Rab Nachman. Amr Abzei, Rabbi Yantiv, Amr Abbalai B'Shabbos, Ein Echanami, on Shabbos they would remain Muktzah because of Rab Nachman's Klal. However, here we're speaking about Yantiv, so Rav Meir permitted a Muktzah Midrabbanan to be moved and make a hole there in the structure to get the fruit, because there's a heter of Eichel Nefesh. Shabbos is no heter of Eichel Nefesh, so therefore Shabbos and Echonami remains also, remains Muktziv, it's piled up. We're speaking about Yontiv. There's a chilek Yontiv or Shabbos. Tani Nami Ochti. We learned taked this chilek between Yontiv and Shabbos. Rav Meir Oimer, Af Poiches L'chatchila V'naitl. Rav Meir says in our Mishnah that you can make a hole L'chatchila in this sealed structure. When was that heter given? B'yantiv on Rav Eloi B'Shabbos. This heter was only given on Yantiv and not on Shabbos, because it will remain Muktzah on Shabbos. According to the Klal of Rav Nachman, piled up bricks are Muktzah. It's only Mutter on Yantiv because of Eichel Nefesh. And now the Gemara is going to bring a related halacha, and we're going to ask from this, which will be Negea, this machlokas which we had here between our mayor and the Rabbanan. Amar Shmuel, that if we have ropes of doors, the way Rashi explains it, which cover pits or caves, so these ropes are mechuba lekarka, the halach is matir, you're allowed to untie them. As Rashi explains, sharei lahatir tomidu oisi, they are not a kesher shel kayama, which would be osur to untie, but they're made constantly to be opened. Avoloi mafkia, you're not allowed to shorten it or make the rope thinner by unraveling it. Veloi chaytich, you can't cut it, because since it's connected to the ground, says Rashi, five lines from the bottom, veloi chaytich do astirahi v'yeh stir bebinin shakarka, since this rope is connected to the karka, if you cut it or unravel it, it will remain a stira in something connected to the to karka. Ein echanami, as we'll see in the sugya further, it's only a stira midrabbanan on the rope, but it remains us, or at least midrabbanan. The Gemara continues, Shebe Kalim, if these ropes are attached to Kalim, then Matur Umafkiv Chotav, then you can untie them, or you can even unravel them and even cut them, as Rashi explains, because Ein Stir Bekalim, there's no Isser Stir Bekalim, and therefore this will, all three activities will be permitted here with the ropes that are attached to the covers of Kalim. And this is permitted Echad Shabbos v'Echad Yontif, both on Shabbos and both on Yontif. Meisvei, the Gemara asks a question on Shmuel. We learned Chois Mishav B'Karka b'Shabbos Mater Avoloi Mafki Avoloi Chaytech b'Yontif Mater Mafki v'Chaytech. And as we learned before, according to Shmuel, that Chois Mishav B'Karka, if they're in the karka, then it's matir, but he's not mafkia and not chaytech. And here we have learned that chaytech b'karka, b'shabbos, matir avaloi mafkia v'loi chaytech, b'yontiv matir mafkia v'chotech. So Shmuel before said that whether it's Shabbos or Yontif, the halacha is always the same. There's a chilek between karka and kalim. By karka, where there is stira b'karka, there will be an issur d'rabbanan to unravel it and cut it. It will only be mutter to untie it. And this issur of mafkiya and choteich is both by Shabbos and by Yontif when it's chaysmish b'karka. And here we see that chaysmish b'karka, there's a chilek Shabbos or Yontif. By Shabbos, enichnami, it's only mutter to untie it and not to unravel or cut it. Beyond the matter, mafkiv, he can do all three. So it's fair on Shmuel. More answers. Hamani Rab Meir here. Here's where this ties into our machlokas in our Mishnah between Rab Meir and the Tanakhama. This halacha, that brisa which we just brought to ask a question on Shmuel, is going according to Rab Meir. He, the Amar Af Poiches Lechatchila V'Noitel. What was the machlokes in our Mishnah? We were speaking about bricks that are piled up, which according to Rav Nachman is mukta. Why do we permit it in our Mishnah? Because he's doing it for Oichel Nefesh. And therefore, Rav Meir permitted this issur d'rabbanan of Soiser because of Oichel Nefesh. The Tanakhama did not permit this is the Rabbanan because of Oichel Nefesh. It's only mutter if Nifchas by itself, the bricks fell in. But he's not allowed to besoicer it. He's not allowed to touch the Muktzah for Oichel Nefesh according to the Tanakhama. So when you're asking me a question that we find a chilek between Shabbos and Yontif, that on Yontif, Chayshim and Shabbakarka were permitted on Yontif, Lahatir, Lafkiya, Vachotech, everything was permitted. That's going according to a mayor holds that an Issur Rabbanan, stira, which is only the Rabbanan, such as the case of Chais Mishabakarka, which is a stira in the ropes, which are mid Rabbanan, according to Rab Meir, that's Mutter, Lutzar, Chachal Nevish, on Yontif. Yontif is different than Shabbos, where there's no Hatter of Chachal Nevish. So that's going like a mayor of our Mishnah, who permitted Paichas Chachal Venaitel, who plegi Rabbanan Alei, and the Rabbanan, the Tanakam of our Mishnah disagreed. The Tanakhama was only matarit by Nifchas by itself, but he's not allowed to lechatchila make a hole there because we are not matarit is the Rabbanan for Oichel Nefesh. No damrik Rabbanan. When I said Chayshu Shabakarka makes no difference Shabbos or Yontif, you're only allowed to untie because it's not a Kesher Shekayama, but you're not allowed to unravel or cut. That would remain stira, mid Rabbanan. And the Tanakhama, the Rabbanan of our Mishnah hold, that Stira the Rabbanan is not Mutter Mishum Oichel Nefesh, and I was going according to the Shita of the Rabbanan, and not according to the Shita of Rab Meir.